Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Hillingdon Hospitals podcast. I'm Adam Tokuk, your Library Services Manager, and I'm joined today by Helena from BMJ Best Practice. Helena, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Adam, for inviting me.
You're welcome. And Helena is going to tell us all a bit about BMJ Best Practice, the clinical decision support tool, and the new developments that have been happening with that. So, Helena, please, could you just first of all let people know, if they're unfamiliar, what even is BMJ Best Practice, please?
So my name is Helena, by the way, Delgado Cohen. I am Clinical Engagement Lead for BMJ Best Practice. And basically, best practice is an evidence-based clinical decision support tool that helps their multidisciplinary team to make better decisions for patients. Best practice is very comprehensive. In breath, we have around more than thousands of diagnoses and diagnostic tests. And in depth, we provide step-by-step guidance on diagnosis, prognosis, treatment and prevention. And it's all quite visual. We've got treatment algorithms. But basically what best practice does is it helps the healthcare professional diagnose and treat with confidence with the latest evidence-based guidance. We have a team of section editors who update the content daily. And we use robust evidence-based methodology and expert opinion, so the content is totally up to date. The information can be accessed easily when and where it's needed. So basically, it's available on the web and on the app. And you can access it from your tablet as well, whether you're in the ward or at home or studying. You can access it even offline. And basically, is you can find answers quickly, and it helps reduce variation in care and save time. And the best thing is improves your knowledge and also keep the knowledge current. So every time you spend reading topics and finding clinical answers, this time is automatically logged and converted into CME and CPD credits. So this is a bit about what best practice is.
And I tell you what, one of the best parts for me, at least, is that it's completely free to everyone in the NHS as well, which is amazing. So it's nationally purchased by NHS England, formerly HEE, but available for Hillingdon staff. And I'll tell you what our brain boxes in IT have done as well, Helena, is they've actually made it so that all our staff can access BMJ Best Practice from our intranet's homepage. So for all of you at Hillingdon, if you didn't already know this, when you fire up a new tab on the browser on a Trust networked PC or device, if you go from the intranet homepage to the bottom and open the applications panel, you'll see BMJ Best Practice has an icon in the quick links that gets you straight through to BMJ Best Practice. You can also, as well, everyone, if you're on a Trust Network device, if you just Google BMJ Best Practice, the first thing that comes up, that'll get you to BMJ Best Practice that way too. So you've got options as well. But like Elena says, you can get the app. If you, from a Trust Network PC, go to BMJ Best Practice via either of the ways I mentioned there, create a personal account, and then you'll have your login details so that you can you can get the app on your phone, because it's amazing. And I noticed as well, Elena, it's looking particularly good, because it's recently had a bit of an update, an upgrade. So can you tell us what's happened there? Because it looks like really nice.
Yes. So basically, there has been some improvements lately. We have recently launched an access upgrade. So this means that you can use your Open Athens details to create an account directly on the app. So this is something new. As part of the upgrade, we have asked all our users to sign in again, because it's working through a different platform. So please make sure that you can sign into the app or contactsupport.bmj.com if you have any questions. We have also improved the homepage, as you were saying, and this is to better support easy access to all the information with the new navigation. There is more information for you on the best practice website. We also have done some enhancements to the auto-suggest feature. So when you're searching, which means that it will be more accurate, you will get more accurate suggestions and quicker access to all of the information formats to the search, including not only clinical information, but also patient leaflets and multimedia. So these are the latest improvements to the access and also the website. There's also some other improvements or developments in content. We have added 30 new topics, including rare diseases such as xeroderma pigmentosum or Prader-Willi syndrome. And we have added a topic on frailty, which is quite a great addition to the content set. And this one will be going live soon. So yeah, these are some of the things that have been happening in the website, the app, and the content.
That's great to hear, thanks. Especially about the frailty content as well. That'll be really useful. Do you know when that's coming?
So this is it's been created and it's now on preview, so this will be published pretty soon, definitely before the end of the year. It's a very comprehensive topic. It includes information for the multidisciplinary team, so it's not only for doctors but also information about for pharmacists about the prescribing. So yes, it's a very, very good addition to the content.
Thanks. There, do you know, you've just reminded me as well that at my previous trust, we were always keen to emphasise the utility of BMJ best practice, not just for medical staff, for doctors, but also for all staff really, because Absolutely. It's so easy to browse and it's so well referenced. Like we'd always recommend it as like, you know, if you're non-clinical or if you're clinical but not a doctor physician. And you want to learn about a condition, if you've just heard it mentioned and you want to know more about what it is and how it's treated, really useful primer. So if you want to just get a handle on a topic, if it's, the first thing that you're learning about it as an entry point, it's really useful as well. Like, so you've got, you know, all ends of the spectrum covered, which is why it's so handy.
Absolutely. And we have... as you say, the content is not just for doctors, it's for the whole team. We've got a treatment algorithm, we know pharmacists use it. We've got paramedics who use the acute condition topics. We've got GPs. So yes, it's definitely for not just for doctors, but for the other healthcare professionals.
And you've still got as well with the new updates and everything, you've still got the old favourites, so like the calculators are all there.
Absolutely. So we've got a set of features that we have, apart from the condition topics and the assessment topics that you were talking about. We have patient leaflets, which is a very useful and we know like very valued as well by healthcare professionals feature. We've got more than 500 patient leaflets, and these are very concise, user-friendly summaries that you can share with your patient, and it's reassuring for them and their carers, and also to help them make informed decisions together with their healthcare professional. We also have a section on diagnostic and treatment guidelines. So you have a compilation of international guidelines and also UK guidelines, including NICE guidelines. So it's a critical counter to information overload. So you can clearly basically differentiate opinion from evidence and quantify the difference in outcome, including benefits and harms. And they are grouped by geographical area, so this is quite handy. We also have medical calculators. We've got around 250, and we know that these are among the most popular tools used by healthcare professionals in their daily practice. You know, they help identify and diagnose a range of conditions, but also sometimes calculate risk and things like that. And then we've got a multimedia section, and also embedded in the topics, we've got images and videos and podcasts. So we've got more than 5,000 images, I think it is. And we've got videos that provide animated demonstrations of common procedures, such as central venous catheter insertion. And these are also quite useful for nurses and other professionals. We've got another section on important updates. So these are visual alerts to practice change in evidence. And you have a summary of these most recent updates on the homepage and then within the relevant topic. So if there's any practice change in evidence, we alert the users to it. And and we've got our comorbidities manager, which is a fantastic tool. The comorbidities manager is pretty new. It provides recommendations on how to treat a patient's acute condition alongside their pre-existing comorbidities. And just to name a few of those comorbidities that we've got things like depression, stroke, dementia, asthma, or chronic kidney disease. Please, if you haven't tried yet, please do. It is a very comprehensive and useful tool, and is in the treatment algorithm, and you can just choose whatever comorbidity you're interested in, that your patient has, and then you will get the whole treatment for that patient, including the comorbidities.
That's amazing. Thanks, Elena. So can you, while we've got you, can you give us a sneak preview? Is there anything coming in, down the road in the pipeline that you're excited about? So you've mentioned the frailty content already, which I'm sure will be useful. Anything else that you can
give us? So we've got in terms of content, we continue to create new content. We are also working on adding a nice summary page to the topics, nice. Which will include a summary of the nice recommendations for that specific condition. Sure. And basically, well, the content keeps being updated constantly. So this is one of the one of the things we are focusing on is prevention as well. So there's more things to come, but at the moment, I think the rare diseases is where we have been focusing on lately, and we're hoping to help doctors to diagnose this at an earlier stage. And that's basically what we're working on.
Well, sounds good. I tell you, I'm looking forward to the nice summaries. That sounds like it'll be really handy as well. Amazing. Well, Elena, thank you very much. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but that was a really useful summary of why BMJ is so good, and why our colleagues at IT made it so accessible to staff. Thanks to them. Thanks to you for your time. Dead useful to hear. Hendon Hospital staff, if you do have any questions about BMJ best practice, do please get in touch with library services. I may end up referring to Elena. So sorry in advance, Elena, if I
Fine. I also wanted to mention, if you don't mind, I run a clinical champions program. So it's a BMJ clinical champions. Any healthcare professional who works in for the NHS. So we're talking about doctors, nurses, pharmacists, paramedics, allied health professions. They can be part of it. Clinical champions help us identify opportunities to raise awareness of BMJ best practice. And there's loads to benefit from. We offer webinars and access to exclusive BMJ content. And we also offer a certification as a clinical champion, which can be used as CPD. And we've got at the moment 70 clinical champions all over England, and we are recruiting our next cohort. So if anybody at Hillingdon is interested, please do get in touch as well. If you feel passionate about best practice, it's just a fantastic opportunity to help us increase awareness.
That's it, right? You heard her, everyone. Get your applications in. Be great to have Hillingdon represented in that group of champions. How can people get in touch if they want to get involved with that?
Sorry. Yeah, so they can just email clinicalchampions@bmj.com, and that way we will get back to you.
Nice. Get them applications in, everyone. Well, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for your time, Elena. Everyone, if you want to get in touch with Library Services about this or anything else, it's internal extension 3250, or email us at thh-tr.library@nhs.net. But from both of us, we're just now. Goodbye, everyone. See you next time.
Bye. Thank you so much. Bye.
So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.